cut that off. I'm sure it wasn't hurting the horse, but he's just like somebody squeaking on the blackboard. He didn't understand it. And then when he took these nails and started driving them in, that hurt too. So I just never did watch it much, but I have watched it.
And did you ever call the game of horseshoes anything other than horseshoes?
No, I don't think I did.
Did
you?
Horseshoes, all that, we call it.
And when you played tag, where was the place where you ran?
Home base.
Uh-huh. Did you...
I don't think we said home base. I think it's just home. We'd say home free. Or...
Mm-hmm. And when people, you play hide and seek, and you get behind a bush or something, you say, well, now let's what? So they can't see us. Let's...
Squat
down.
Squat, uh-huh.
The reason I ask that is when men who would lay down like this and talk, what was this called?
Squatting down.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear hunker?
Yeah, hunkering. We heard that, hunkering down.
Down on his hunkers or hunkering down.
That's right.
Hunkering down.
And a child who would tell things on other kids.
Fibs.
It'd be fibs. What would the child be called?
A tattletale.
And if you put your head down and rolled over, you were turning
somersaults. Somersets.
I was wondering.
Somersets.
You said somerset.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That was the word then, somerset.
Some people call it somerset or tumble set.
Yeah.
Somersault.
Well, somersault is the word we know today, but
today
back then it was somersets.
And when you would grow to be old enough to get interested in boys and girls, what would this be known as?
Courting.
Courting.
Mm-hmm. Sparking, as you mentioned the word a while ago, sparking.
And you would refer to your...
A feller.
Feller.
Mm-hmm.
And he would refer to you as...
I don't know. Sweetheart? I don't...
Sweetheart?
Bow?
No,
the bow would be the feller.
How about... what was kissing known as? Did you have any names for that? Smooching?
Yeah, smooching. That was a good name.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever go to a dance very much?
Not too much. Now, we did some, but my parents didn't allow that too much.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got on up in high school, I did some.
What kind of dancing?
Just mostly, it wasn't square dancing. It was just, I think we called it round dancing. Just waltzing and...
We used to have a lot of square dancers
then. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, he did. He went to a lot of dances.
A lot of square dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We have square dance somewhere. Once a week, anyhow.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
You just get somebody to give one, we go to the house and clean out the room and have a square dance.
Yeah, I see. Well, did your parents frown on the one kind of a dance?
Well, they just frown on dancing, period.
I see. But it's interesting that you enjoyed square dance, and yet you kept from it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was nothing about the square dance that was rowdy, necessarily.
No, it was just a lot of fun. It had somebody playing a fiddle and somebody picking a guitar and somebody calling sets and a bunch out there dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I went some after I started going with him. Of course, I was already graduated from high school, and